From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of the Syrian delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jaffari, Wednesday criticized the opposition for calling a pause in negotiations on the country's political future. He said if they leave the talks, nothing will be lost. He said they don't represent the Syrian people.
Quite on the contrary. By leaving, they may be taking away a major obstacle, and that will allow us to reach a solution.
Jaffari said there are a mix of extremists, terrorists, and mercenaries. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens the cessation of hostilities, which went into effect in late February. Meanwhile, the UN reported Wednesday that ambulances and buses entered four besieged communities to evacuate hundreds of sick and wounded residents. The UN Refugee Agency has confirmed reports up to 500 may have perished when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
They were being transferred by the smugglers who were in command of their boat to a larger vessel that was already carrying hundreds of people. And while they were doing this in the middle of the sea at night, the bigger vessel went down.
Witnesses and survivors told VOA an unknown number swam to boats nearby and were taken safely to Greece. Ethiopia says its army has crossed the South Sudanese border in pursuit of suspects holding more than 100 children hostage. The abductors believed to be Merley tribesmen who attacked Ethiopian villages last week, killing more than 200 people and stealing hundreds of heads of cattle. This is VOA News. The UN Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait after rebel Houthis agreed to join with assurances government forces would respect a ceasefire. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The delegations will focus on the implementation of Security Council Resolution 2216. They're expected to develop a framework that paves the way for a peaceful and orderly process based on the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and the outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference.
The talks were to have started Monday after the Houthis balked over Saudi-led airstrikes, with the aim of forging a more inclusive government and end violence that has left more than 6,000 dead and created a major humanitarian crisis. Officials in Myanmar said they're reviewing court cases against political prisoners, working to drop all remaining charges. A spokesperson for the president's office told VOA an estimated 200 prisoners will be released after the New Year holiday, which ended April 20th. Vikram Nehru is a Southeast Asian analyst at the Washington-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
It started on April the 9th when they, in fact, released 113, and then the president very recently announced the release of another 83, though apparently only 63 have been released so far. And now there's this additional effort to try and release the remaining political prisoners.
In her first statement since assuming the role of state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi vowed to push for the release of political prisoners and student activists. The U.S. Supreme Court says Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in frozen assets to American families of people killed by Tehran-sponsored terrorism. The court upheld a 2012 law awarding damages to relatives of such attacks as the 1983 truck bombing in Beirut that killed dozens of U.S. Marines. In a rare meeting Wednesday, the NATO alliance and Russia Council Wednesday met in Brussels but failed to overcome disagreements on key issues, including Russia's annexation of Crimea. The Kenya Wildlife Service Wednesday began stacking ivory in preparation for a special burning ceremony at month's end. Service Director Kitili Mbathi said more than 100 tons of ivory and some rhino horns will be destroyed, making it the largest single such destruction in history.
If we don't take the sort of action that we are taking now and the additional action that we are expecting to take, then there is a real threat of elephants being extinct in 50 years.
The ivory comes from elephants that have died of natural causes, killed by rangers or poachers. At least two were killed in violence, looting in the Zambian capital, Lusaka, sparked by a series of ritual killings blamed on foreigners. The riots, which broke out Monday, targeted shops owned by Rwandans. African-American abolitionist and humanitarian Harriet Tubman, who led hundreds of slaves to freedom, will replace President Andrew Jackson on the front of the U.S. $20 bill. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.